Good morning, beloved. Thank you for joining with me as we pray for the nations. Today, our passage comes from the book of Isaiah, beginning in verse 19. In that day, there will be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar to the Lord at its border. It will be a sign and a witness to the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt when they cry to the Lord because of oppressors. He will send them a savior and deliverer and deliver them. And the Lord will make himself known to the Egyptians, and the Egyptians will know the Lord in that day and worship with sacrifice and offering. And they will make vows to the Lord and perform them. And the Lord will strike Egypt, striking and healing. And they will return to the Lord, and he will listen to their pleas for mercy and heal them. In that day, there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria, and Assyria will come into Egypt, and Egypt into Assyria, and the Egyptians will worship with the Assyrians. In that day, Israel will be the third with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the earth, whom the Lord of hosts has blessed, saying, "Blessed be Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my inheritance." Having read through the book of Exodus and studied it, one of the most beautiful pictures is how enemies of the gospel are brought in. The nation that had enslaved Israel now has an equal share, as it were, because of the graciousness of God. Assyria, which was an enemy to the 10 tribes in exile, it is now a partaker of the lavishness of the worship of the one true God. And that is exactly what leads us to pray for Egypt today. God, we are asking that the 85 million people who are in Egypt would worship you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're asking that all the promises you have made to the patriarchs, which are yes and amen in Jesus Christ, would be realized in their midst. We're asking for those who know the Mediterranean Sea to rejoice in the message that was proclaimed through the Apostle Paul and his letters throughout that region. We're asking for those who know the boundaries of the Red Sea would be able to say that there is a deliverer, and it is the God who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We're asking for all those who at this moment are enemies of the cross to become brothers and sisters, bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Almighty Savior, please do this so that there would be many who are on that highway that you have established who would say, "The Lord is the way, the truth, and the life," and that only in Jesus Christ can we come to know God our Father. Please do this by the powerful work of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord bless you, beloved. Bye.